The brother of a man convicted of plotting terrorism says it was an FBI setup. Avni Osmakoch lashed out at the government during a press conference today in front of the federal courthouse in Tampa. That's where his brother, Sammy, was found guilty last month of trying to possess a weapon of mass destruction.
And everything that my brother knows about religion is coming from them. He didn't know nothing about religion until he got sick. Everything he knows, the videos, the audios you hear, everything, somebody's behind in the background telling him these things, offering him money.
Sammy Osmakoch came into the FBI's radar in 2010. That was shortly after a rough plane ride left him shaken and, according to his family and testimony during his trial, depressed and suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. His brother thinks that made him an easy target for the FBI.
We've seen different changes from him. He was just going, talking to himself and multiple other things. And we kept begging him to go to the doctor, but he would always reply and rush out of the house, they're going to kill me.
The Osmakoch family is appealing Sammy's charges. Since being watched by the FBI, prosecutors argued during Osmakoch's trial that he planned to plant a bomb at a local bar, take hostages at the Seminole Hard Rock Casino, and later detonate a suicide bomb once the heat was on. These are all plans Avni Osmakoch says his brother wouldn't have been capable of making. Jared Hamill with the Committee to Stop FBI Repression is trying to rally support for Osmakoch and countless other Muslims who have been tried on terrorism-related charges.
Like 95% of them were basically people have been convicted when they actually pose no actual danger. So people are targeted, pushed, and manipulated by the FBI to perform plots and ideas set up by the FBI.
Another member of the Committee to Stop FBI Oppression, Jared Hoy, says the targeting of people based on their religion or country of origin is all too common. He cited the arrest of five people referred to as the Holy Land Five.
Who were arrested for running a charity organization for Palestine. And it is currently targeting Razmaya Odeh, Associate Director of the Arab American Action Network and longtime community activist. She is currently being charged on accusations of lying on her immigration papers from 20 years ago, so it's clearly a political attack.
Both Hoy and Hamill are reeling after charges against former USF professor Sammy Al-Aryan were dropped last week. Hamill says the Al-Aryan case is an example of how overzealous the FBI is when investigating suspected terrorists.
The FBI spent over 10 years with over 400,000 recordings, phone calls, all because he was Palestinian and he was a civil rights leader. And a jury at this very courthouse saw through the government's lies and found him not guilty.
His explanation?
It's done to justify wars and occupations in the Middle East, and also to scare Muslims, Arab Americans, and activists from speaking out against those wars and occupations.
And Hamill isn't alone. Samantha Bowden is the communications director for the Council on American Islamic Relations. She was shocked when a jury found Sammy Osmakoch guilty.
The FBI radicalizes more moderate Muslims than Al-Qaeda in the United States. This is a conspiracy by the government to perpetuate the war on terror, and I believe, due to Sammy's mental health issues, he's another victim.
Osmakoch is expected to be sentenced in September. He faces life in prison for one charge and 10 years for a lesser charge of possessing an illegal gun. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.